T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7:30, Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Hurricane Mariah could become the first Category 5 storm to hit the island of Puerto Rico since 1928. ABC News meteorologist Dan Peck has more on the storm's path.
Maria impressively going from a Category 1 hurricane on early Monday morning to a powerful Category 5 storm by the evening hours. Maria making its first official landfall at 9:15 Eastern Monday evening, the eye moving right over the Caribbean island of Dominica.
Now let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A wind advisory has been posted across Wichita and south central Kansas as a frontal boundary begins to move our way from the west. And we may even see a few isolated thunderstorms this morning. It'll be breezy this afternoon with a high 94. Clear overnight to our low 71. And then not quite as windy on Wednesday with a high near 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky and 68 degrees. South wind at only 10 miles per hour. Officials have backed away from offering a key incentive for a planned Tyson Foods chicken processing plant in northeast Kansas.
The Lawrence Journal World reports Leavenworth County commissioners said Monday they're no longer prepared to issue industrial revenue bonds for the $320 million project south of Tonganoxie. The commission voted 2-1 to rescind previous resolutions favoring the $500 million in bonds to help finance the project. The resolution would have made the project eligible for an 80% property tax reduction. The commission's vote came 3 days after a town hall meeting persuaded local legislators to oppose the project. From 2,000 to 3,000 people attended, and many objected to the project. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man was shot in a parking lot in West Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Monday at the New Caesars Palace, west of Central and West Street.
An argument had ensued between this 23-year-old male victim and also a 42-year-old male suspect. During the argument, the suspect brandished a handgun and shot the victim one time. Officers began diligent work in this case, and in doing so, they were able to develop a suspect and suspect information.
That suspect was arrested at a residence near 13th and Ridge in northwest Wichita for aggravated battery. The gun allegedly used in the shooting was recovered as evidence.
The city of Wichita will be seeking the public's input on what to do about a downtown convention and entertainment facility. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News some changes may be needed for the round part of Century 2, such as moving conventions to another building.
We are leaning to just simply keeping it and modernizing it, but if there's overwhelming response to do something different, we'll listen to them. At the end of the day, the public's going to have to decide what they want to do and how they want to pay for it.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS.
Russia is conducting some of its largest war games in decades, prompting concern among its neighbors and NATO, which has accused Moscow of concealing the real numbers of troops taking part. Vladimir Putin watched the exercises close to St. Petersburg.
The troops maneuvering on this huge muddy plain close to St. Petersburg are a glimpse of what's been called some of Russia's biggest military exercises since the Cold War. Russia says there's only around 12,000 involved, but NATO says the real number is likely far higher, perhaps as many as 100,000. The drills simulate a Russian response to an attack from a fictional country. Russia insists that the drills are entirely defensive, but for its neighbors, it's hard not to see something of a threat in them. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, St. Petersburg, Russia.
The Vatican says a document that seems to show its involvement in a teen disappearance in the 1980s is completely false.
The Vatican is calling false and ridiculous a document revealed by an Italian journalist that purports to show the Vatican paid some $250,000 to keep a teenager who went missing in 1983 away from the Vatican. Journalist Emiliano Fittipaldi says the document comes from inside a Vatican office and seems to show how the Holy See paid for the missing girl's expenses in London after she went missing. The disappearance of 15-year-old Emanuela Orlandi has remained unsolved for more than 30 years. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Temperatures rising across Kansas this week. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 89. Normal high for the day is 82.
Yeah.
So we're busting a charge there.
Going back to August a little bit.
Yeah. Today is Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. On this date in 1881, the 20th President of the United States, James A. Garfield, died 2.5 months after being shot by Charles Guiteau. Chester Arthur became the president. And Mr. Garfield, I read the book about this assassination. That's been several years ago. We talked about it. I can't remember the title of the book. But it's very interesting because it documented that they did not have the knowledge of antibiotics and treatment of gunshot wounds even after the Civil War, that, you know, near what they needed to know. A doctor at the scene of the crime actually stuck his finger in the bullet hole without washing his hands
or anything. Well, they didn't know that germs caused infection.
They didn't. So the President Garfield basically lingered for 2.5 months and battled infections and all this and finally passed away.
Yeah, and the doctor that was treating him was not doing him any favors.
I've got to grab the title of that book. But fascinating.
There was another doctor there, too, that was urging cleanliness in the area and antiseptics, and he was considered a quack.
Yeah, he was a quack.
It was like, this guy's way out there.
He was way ahead of his time.
No, this is not the way we do it. So they kept probing him with dirty instruments and dirty fingers, and that, you know,
and
the infection killed him.
Yeah. Knew nothing of James Garfield. He was an educator from Ohio, and so I knew very little about him. Apparently, an outstanding guy.
Yeah,
and wow. On the scene,
and he was shot too. There was no Secret Service detail.
Yeah.
He just got in a carriage and rode to the train station by himself.
Yeah,
and, you know.
In 1970. On this date, The Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on CBS TV. Is that a landmark or what? Wow. How many shows spun off that? Three or four sitcoms spun off of this story.
Great
about
characters.
A young woman who goes to Minneapolis and goes to a TV station as a producer, writer, and all the great characters. Just great characters, great writing going in.
Yeah, just a fantastic cast of characters and sharp writing.
Yeah, beautiful show. All right, a man dressed as a clown is running for a city council seat in Boston. The Boston Herald reports Roxbury resident Pat Payaso will be on the November ballot along with seven other candidates for an at-large city council seat. Now, the candidate's last name means clown in Spanish. So Payaso donned a rainbow wig, red nose, and clown makeup in recent campaign photos and videos on social media.
Well, you got to have an angle.
Yeah. The newspaper reports
you're not reading about the other six candidates. You're reading about this guy.
He registered his campaign with the state in April and has $45 in campaign money in his account.
Cha-ching!
City Councilor Anissa Asebi George says Payaso is making a mockery of the election.
Well,
yeah, but like you said,
he's not the first one.
Who are you going to vote for? I'm going to vote for that clown. Wait a minute. Which one? Anyway, there you go. Interesting.
Well, the other candidates probably worried.
Yeah. Well, of course, we like to share with you all the fun stories that come out of Florida nearly every day, including Destin, which is not far from Pensacola, where my son and his family were stationed in the Air Force. And, of course, we've been down there, Shelley and I. Destin is a great little tourist place. Got a great cove there with clear water, white sand. It's a beautiful place. An argument over stolen bacon at a local Waffle House in Destin led to the arrest of a 28-year-old man for disorderly intoxication. According to his Oskaloosa County Sheriff's Office arrest report, the man took bacon off a stranger's plate and ate it in front of her.
Rude! Rude!
And when the victim told him he needed to replace the bacon, he demanded more food. A little drunk there. She asked him to move away from her, but he refused to move away. Now, other patrons stepped in to defend her.
Good.
And he tried to fight with them.
Apparently, it didn't
go well, and the police showed up, and that was the end of that.
And they had all the evidence they needed because his fingerprints were in the waffle batter.
Yeah. And you think about the intoxicated guy at the Waffle House. Just remember this. We've now decided to sell beer at WSU sporting events, athletic events. They've already done it,
I guess, for years out at the baseball.
Well, yeah, they do already do it at baseball, but other athletic events.
They're going to expand their horizons.
Getting into the swing of things.
Go into the basketball games and so forth. They can now drink.
That might be a seismic change.
It could be a little bit of a change. Going to have to keep an eye on some of those folks, not just the students, for crying out loud.
I just got back from Atlanta, where there is a Waffle House about every 6 or 7 blocks.
Yeah.
They're like Quick Trips here. They're all over the place.
I don't know much about Waffle House.
And I believe we do not have any Waffle Houses in the state of Kansas anymore. That one up in Gardner closed.
Yeah. All right. Waffle House. All right. The Pizza Hut, the original Pizza Hut, they put it on the trailer yesterday at Wichita State University on the campus, and they moved it from where it had been there on the south part of the campus. They moved it to the north end of the Innovation Campus.
Okay.
It will become a museum.
I like hearing that.
This is good. Now, if you've ever seen it, it's just a small building. I mean, it fits on the back of a flatbed trailer. And it's red brick, and it had originally been sited at Kellogg and Bluff.
Yep. Hence the name Pizza Hut. It was just a tiny little building.
And, of course, the Carney brothers started it with a loan from their mom. Mm-hmm. And Dan Carney was out there yesterday for the moving. And this is just a landmark and innovation campus, entrepreneurship, Pizza Hut. So a lot of people are going to drop by and take a look at this thing.
You know, I drive past it all the time to go to Shocker baseball games.
Many
times you drive by and there's somebody out in front of it taking a picture. It's a tourist attraction.
Yeah. And now they're going to add some things to it, make it a museum.
I love that.
It's a good idea. Of course, right now we are sitting in what was once the bottom floor of the Pizza Hut world headquarters. Now the Ruffin Building.
That's right,
Douglas. But so we're conscious of Pizza Hut almost every day.
Well, it's certainly ingrained in Wichita history.
And of course,
at the time, the Carneys hired some. Wasn't it a guy out of station at McConnell that knew how to make pizza, which at that time was something a lot of people hadn't heard of?
Yeah, basically unknown.
Yeah, and how that has changed in the last 60 years.
It certainly has. All right, it's 7:42, Stephen Ted. Now, coming up this week, the 2017 Beef Eaters Barbecue at Wichita's Old Cowtown.
Yeah, we're 2 days away.
This benefits the Kansas Junior Livestock Show, the largest 4-H and FFA competition in the state. And the Beef Eaters Barbecue is Thursday, the 21st at 5 p.m. Great food.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity showmanship. Ted is going to show an animal. I'm going to emcee Ted showing the animal, which I don't know how this is going to come by. They're going to have a gunfight, not a real one. A phony one, but it's all going on at Countdown.
There better be a youngster helping me with this.
Yeah, it's going to have to help you out. But this is all going on Thursday night, starting at 5 p.m. at Countdown. And I have two tickets. Two tickets to go to this thing. And they are courtesy of the Kansas Junior Livestock Show. $130 value.
Yeah, these are high-priced tickets.
I'm going to throw in
a pretty good deal.
Prairie Fire Coffee travel mug and a pound of Prairie Fire
coffee
as well.
Wow, even better.
And we are ready to
this
go
This is
right
a great
now.
Prize right here.
Well, take caller number 4 at 869-1330. 869-1330. 7:43 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Local home building on the rise. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.